So far, all the indications on the ground are positive. We have the African Union saying that peace is prevailing in the country. Also, the U.S. ambassador just a couple of days ago said that the election is heading towards being deemed as credible. So I'm very hopeful that this atmosphere will persist in Zimbabwe over the next 5 days as we get results. And just from a narrow perspective, I think the good news for ZANU-PF supporters is all the recent polls are pointing towards a victory for President Mugabe and ZANU-PF. And just by reading a lot of the Western press, whether it's The Guardian or Bloomberg or The Independent, the general consensus seems to be that this time round, the majority of Zimbabweans are backing their president.
Mr. Deda, if you can come in there, standing in for the MDCT, you're in the diaspora and you were not able to participate in this presidential election. What's your view, and also just comment on what Mr. Chengu has just said?
A lot of the people in the diaspora are very bitter right now because they were denied their God-given right to cast their vote. So we are not too happy about that, because the ZANU-PF government really knows that most of the people in the diaspora, they are where they are because they were driven out by political and economic persecution. So we are not happy about that, but we are very positive that the people of Zimbabwe, who for the past 33 years have had to endure a government that does not care about them, the government that is only concerned about enriching themselves, they are going to make a wise choice today. They're going to vote for the Movement for Democratic Change led by Tsvangirai. And from all indications at the moment, we know it's going to be a very contested result. I mean, just a couple of days ago, we had issues with ZEC showing just how unprepared they are with the whole process, from their bungling of the special vote 2 weeks ago to just yesterday when they released the voters' roll with less than 24 hours left to the poll, a clear violation of all the regulations that they were supposed to enforce before the election. So we are not too happy about the whole preparedness of ZEC with regards to the elections. The reports that are coming in are right now saying that they are starting to investigate cases of a high number of assisted voters, which is very strange. But we still feel that even if all those things are going to come into play, the people of Zimbabwe are going to resoundingly vote for the MDC, and Morgan Tsvangirai will come out as the outright winner.
Mr. Chengu, if you could come in, what role as a youth in the diaspora do you think you have played in this election? Since you're not able to vote, what role did you play for your party, the ZANU-PF?
Well, I think there are many roles that people in the diaspora can play other than merely voting. You know, of course, they can support their respective political parties. They're free to write as much as they want to write on the internet, engage each other on social media.
Mr. Deda, if you could come in there and just let us know what the MDCT, especially regarding the youth, what you have done in the diaspora to at least contribute to this presidential election since you cannot vote.
Some of the things that we have managed to is to get online, write articles on the internet, encourage people that we know back home to go and vote, be it on Facebook, be it on Twitter, even calling relatives and friends in our rural areas, in urban centers. Most of the youth were not even registered to vote. We got them to really get involved and participate. And I'm happy to say that the youth in Zimbabwe have actually gone to cast their vote today, which is something that we didn't see happening in 2008.
In brief, Mr. Chengu, if you could give us your prediction, how do you see this election going, in brief?
Personally, I believe that President Mugabe is going to win, and he's probably going to win outright.
And Mr. Deda, if you could come in, what's your prediction?
I think ZANU-PF is in for a rude awakening. I think Morgan Tsvangirai is definitely going to have an outright majority. He's going to win the presidency. I'm not too sure by what margin. I'm definitely sure that he's going to definitely get a majority. I'm also sure that the MDCT is going to have a majority in terms of council seats and parliamentary seats. That would be my prediction.